Well, 174 TDs, 43 constituencies, 15 hours of voting today. Polling places have been open now for just over 6 hours. People coming to schools, community centres, GAA centres and other locations to play their part in selecting the members of the 34th Dáil. Almost 500,000 people are newly registered to vote this time around, and as always, turnout is key to the outcome. So how is it going? Let's go first to our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath. Pat, we were hearing today that a study apparently has shown that rain doesn't deter rural voters to the same extent as city voters. How's the weather holding up where you are?
It's a dirty day weather-wise across Connacht, and also with persistent rain, Carol, across many of the 7 constituencies in the 2 provinces for much of the morning. Now, conditions are expected to improve somewhat as the afternoon progresses, so maybe more delicate urban-based voters will be out in force a little bit more than they have been heretofore. But the mixed picture, I suppose, across Connacht and Ulster at present. Let's start with Donegal. There's an average turnout there of between 13 and 14% in urban stations around Buncrana, Letterkenny and Stranorla, with 15% recorded in Donegal town. And in the 5-seater of Cavan Monaghan, things are said to have picked up steadily through the morning, 9.5% recorded in Belturbet, with the 10-booth polling station at St Clair's National School in Cavan recording a similar figure. Some snapshots from the Monaghan end of that constituency have figures ranging from around 8% in Castleblayney to over 11% in some stations in Monaghan town.
Pat McGrath, our Western correspondent, thank you very much for that. Let's go now to our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Pascal, you're watching the Munster constituencies. What's the pace been like in your area?
Well, Carol, generally speaking, on days like today, we like to break up the litany of figures we have to give you by adding a dash of colour. But just like Pat McGrath, from West Clare around to East Waterford, the only colour to be seen here is grey, with heavy rain across the most of Munster since polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, the Social Democrats leader, Holly Cairns, has provided a dash of colour, as you've been hearing in the last few minutes, as she has announced that herself and her partner, Barry Looney, have welcomed their first child, a baby girl born this morning at Cork University Hospital. Everybody in that household is delighted. Unfortunately for Holly Cairns and her election prospects, it means she won't be able to vote for herself in this general election. So if she is elected, it will be without her own vote. On to the figures. Undoubtedly, the weather is having an impact on voter turnout, because by lunchtime of the general election in February 2020, we were talking about an equally bad day weather-wise, and there was the added distraction of an Ireland-Wales rugby match. But we were talking about turnout hitting 20% in many places in 2020 at this stage. It's way behind that in very many places this lunchtime in election 2024. Like in Cork City, the biggest population centre, voting was averaging around 12% in the 2 city constituencies within the past hour. In the county, Cork Southwest 13%, Cork East 12.4%, Cork Northwest slightly ahead on 15.5%. In Limerick City, turnout is in the low teens, and slightly behind that in Limerick County at between 9 and 13%. Clare, you're talking about 14 to 16%. In urban parts of Kerry, polling stations there in the high teens. But then in rural places like on Valentia Island, 14% within the past hour. In Tipperary, figures varying from as low as 8% in some polling stations to as high as 15%. In South Tipperary, turnout in the low teens as well. And in Waterford City and County, at around noon, you were talking about turnout in the mid-teens there. The forecast is due to improve, or sorry, the weather is due to improve. The forecast is for the rain to stop this afternoon. We'll just have to wait and see if that has any impact on turnout, Carol.
Pascal, thank you. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Let's go now to our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Labreri. Samantha, I did notice this morning that traffic in Dublin seemed a bit lighter today. So many schools are being used, of course, as polling places. Where are you monitoring and what's been happening?
Well, I'm looking at the Dublin area, Carol, and Dublin City and County. And I should start with the weather forecast as well, because I was on television news a few minutes ago and I described it as damp and drizzly, but it's now damp and driving rain here in Dublin Bay North, where I am. And again, the trend here is that things are slower than they were in 2020. But as Pascal pointed out, voting was on a Saturday in 2020. And as you mentioned there, you know, we have schools closed today, parents working from home, minding children schools are polling stations, so that you can think that we're comparing like for like at the moment. But as the day progresses, we'll see. We'll start with Dublin City, where the average turnout is just under 15%. That compares to 20% in 2020. The highest turnout is here where I am in Dublin Bay North at 19.2%, and the lowest turnout is 10%. That's in Dublin Central, and that's keeping with normal trends for those constituencies. Dublin County is looked at separately and altogether. In one way, there's three local authority areas in the county: South Dublin County Council, Fingal County Council, and Dunleary Rathdown. And it's one agency that looks after the whole of the turnout there. That's averaging just under 15%, 14.7%. And again, that compares to an average lunchtime turnout of 20% in 2020. The highest there turnout is one polling station in Shankill in South Dublin, 33%. In Mount Merion in South Dublin and Port Marnock in North County Dublin, it's around 20%. And the lowest recorded in the county area is in Adamstown in West Dublin at 5.7%.
Samantha, thank you, our Eastern correspondent. Let's go now to our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey, who's watching Leinster for us. Sinead, we're just over 6 hours in. What's voting been like?
Well, look, I'll start in Westmeath. That's where we are this afternoon. It is damp. It's drizzly. It's fairly miserable. But actually, there is a number of voters coming out here and at Holy Family National School in Mullingar. What I'm being told is there's certainly more people coming out to vote this time compared to the same time during the local elections. At Coralstown, which is a small rural area between Kinnegad and Mullingar, people were actually waiting outside to vote at 7 o'clock this morning. Mullingar Town, we're being told, is averaging around 9-10% this lunchtime. Athlone, something similar, around 9%. Looking then at the rest of Leinster, so Carlow, Kilkenny, the two counties were being told steady this lunchtime. There's an interesting story developing in Tullaroan. It's been split in two because of a new boundary. So half the parish is voting in Tipperary, the other half in Kilkenny. And we're hearing from local people on the ground this morning, there's a lot of confusion with people not knowing where exactly they're voting. Kildare North then, these are commuter areas. So we're looking at Maynooth, Kill, Salins. 17% in Maynooth this lunchtime, Salins 15%. Kildare South, Athy is around 14%. Kilcullen slightly higher on 17%. Moving on to Laois, what we're seeing is the rural areas are higher. So 15% at around about 12 noon today in Rathdowney, but very slow in Port Laois, around 6% at one polling station. Longford then in Ballymahon, which is on the border with Westmeath, it's around about 9.5-10%. And then Keena, not too far away, slightly higher, 11.5%. Moving to Lough then, this would be the highest figure that I've come across in this region today. So at one national school, Kilcurry National School, which is north of Dundalk, 21% turnout. It's slightly lower then as you go further down Louth towards Dublin. So in Drogheda, the Balls Grove box, 13%. O'Mahony's GFC in Dundalk, 13%. Meath East, the home constituency of the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee. Rathoath, about 10.9%. Kells, 11%. Meath West, something similar in Trim, 9.7%. Enfield, 9%. Awfully very high figures this afternoon. Kinnity, 15%. Killy, a small village just outside Tullamore, 16.6%. Duro National School, 17%. So the weather not hampering voters there this afternoon. Okay. Wexford then, Enniscorthy, 13%. New Ross, 11%. If we move to Wicklow, Delgany National School, that's where we saw the Taoiseach Simon Harris vote earlier on today. 7 polling stations, an average turnout around 16%, rather. And in Kilcool, where the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, votes, we're being told about 13%. And finally, Carl, this new constituency of Wicklow, Wexford, so areas like Rathdrum, Ockram, Arklow, the largest polling station there at Christchurch in Gorey, that's at 17.2% this lunchtime.
Sinead, thank you very much. Sinead Hussey, our Midlands correspondent. And now we go back to Pat McGrath, our Western correspondent, to find out what's happening around Connacht.
Well, in Sligo Leitrim, Carl, turnout generally averaging 12-13%, with Tubbercurry, Ballymote, Sligo Town, Manor Hamilton and Carrick on Shannon all in a similar ballpark at present. But it's interesting, there's a slightly lower showing at this stage in the chunk of South County Donegal that's included here, averaging 10% around Bundoran and Ballyshannon. Steady showing so far at both urban and rural polling stations in the Mayo constituency. Westport, Ballina, Castlebar, Claremorris and Ballinrobe recording turnouts of between 9 and 13%. Rural areas like Achill, Mayo Abbey and Kilkelly are all at or above that 13% mark. In Galway West, some western parts of the city like Knocknacarra and Bushy Park are at around 14%, but there's a decidedly lower turnout after 6 hours in the eastern suburbs of Dzogishka and Ballyban, where it stands at 8 and 10% respectively right now. Elsewhere, turnout generally around the 13% mark in Clifton, Moycullen and the Aran Islands. Two other constituencies in Connacht. There's an extra seat in play in Galway East this time round. Voters in Mona Bay are the keenest there, it seems. 16% of those registered have made their mark, turnout ranging from 11% in Gorton Loughrea to around 14% in Portumna. And finally, Roscommon Galway, a bit of variation here, 15.4% recorded in Boyle a short time ago, with Ballyhadrin at just 9%. Other places like Ballinasloe and Roscommon Town are falling between that range.
Pat, thank you very much, and let's hope that rain you described for us earlier does hold off.